Can we just talk about summer for a second? The sun shining, the beach calling, and oh, the style. Macy's is your ultimate summer style destination, whether you're jet setting or just chilling in your backyard. I'm all about easy breezy outfits, and Macy's has it all. From flowy summer dresses to those must-have espadrilles and Levi's skirts, Macy's has them. Oh, and those Dolce Vita sandals, let me tell you, they're a game changer for all-day comfort and style. Don't even get me started on matching sets. We all know I live in matching sets all year long, so I've got my eye on some super chic sets at Macy's. So whether you're prepping for a vacation or a staycation, head over to Macy's.com/ownyourstyle and let Macy's hook you up with everything you need for the perfect summer vibe. That's Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Don't miss out. Own your summer style with Macy's. Let's make this summer one to remember. Becca, do you want a clean that matches your vibe?
Sure.
Are you tired of meh smelling cleaning products?
Totally.
Well, then clean confidently with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. Its powerful clean and refreshing scents transform every room in your home into a coastal getaway.
Because it smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like inspiration.
Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need two or three ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by two sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Okay, real talk. When did paying someone back become social media?
What do you mean?
Like, say I want to see what you're doing and who you're hanging with, and you're not posting about it on your story. I can just stalk your pay app and find out what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. You do that?
No, I don't do that. I use Apple Cash. It's built into your iPhone. Easy and secure. You can send and receive money right in messages and keep it between friends. And then use that money to buy something at a store with Apple Pay.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Maybe.
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Scrubbing In with Becca Tilley and Tanya Rapp, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everybody. We are scrubbing in.
We are scrubbing in. There's a lot to cover, a lot of legway. No. Runway.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what a legway is, but.
A lot of runway to cover.
Lot.
I do want to give a shout out to the scrubbers, though. Last week, I got a lot of DMs of recipes and people to follow to help me cut my sugar.
Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to my friend Jenny Smiley, who listens and sent me a ton of pictures and photos of good, healthy alternatives. So
just she's on the journey.
She's on.
How has it been so far?
You know, it was really good until Easter. Easter was a little bit of a setback.
As in, you were tempted or you gave in to the temptation?
As in, I didn't even realize I was doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Like you
there's
forgot?
Just candy. Yeah. And I'm like, Whoppers. I haven't had Whoppers in a while. And I was like, this is exactly
Whoppers are an underrated candy.
I agree. They are so good.
They're so good. And they only come around Easter. I'm like, why don't I ever just buy a Whopper? They're not really accessible.
They're pretty accessible. I just don't know if you notice. You just don't notice.
No, I notice. Like in movie theaters, there's no Whoppers at a movie theater. It's like your standard.
Yeah, but the movie theater candy has changed, I've noticed. It's not what it
they
once
used to have
was.
Whoppers a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no Whoppers. Whoppers are not a big hit. They're not like at the front of CVS. They're just
we
not.
Should do a poll and see who actually likes Whoppers, because if majority rules, then where are the Whoppers?
Right. We want
They're
our Whoppers
King.
Back. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Dad joke.
Yes. There is a lot to talk about. You went to Coachella for a day.
I feel like this weekend was so busy between Coachella, Passover, Easter. Mama's getting tired.
Yeah. You say yes to everything.
Yeah. Everything. Literally everything.
I say no to everything.
I know.
And that's my problem.
No, actually, we were talking about Coachella because we were just, I was filling Becca in on the vibe. And I was saying how I ordered a bunch of new clothes, like a bunch of new outfits for Coachella, and none of them got here in time. And so I literally was just like, screw it. Went in my closet, pulled out some stuff that I had. My hat that you made me from Cabo really was clutch in that. But I kind of was just like degaff about it. And that was the vibe. All the celebrities were kind of in that same vibe this year.
You were part of the celebrity crew because I was
on trend without even trying to be on trend.
Well, I was seeing a lot of TikToks about how, you know, Coachella is very much, or it always has been, a very like come in your best or your wildest or your most creative fashion choices. And there was like a lot of pressure on it, that specific area, from my opinion, like from what I saw, because it was the first time back in a couple of years.
Yeah.
And there was all these TikToks and people saying like, so many people put, like a lot of the influencers put so much effort into their outfits, and the celebrities like Hailey Bieber, the Jenners, and like people came in like tank tops and jeans, like literally as if they were just like threw on some clothes to come to
like to get their listen to morning coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like went to get their morning coffee.
The thing I saw was like, I'm sure next year we'll just see everyone in like super casual like attire. And then the celebrities will probably be like all decked out again. You know how it goes.
Yeah.
But yeah, was it fun?
Yeah. So like, that's the thing. I do enjoy the kind of like roaming around with the, you know, live music, and the weather's nice and people are like in a good mood. I get a little bit like sonzy when it gets darker, you know, because I've seen people like seize in front of me, and that always like, yeah, not this time, but I have in the past when I've gone to Coachella. So, you know,
that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I always get a little bit nervous when the sun goes down. So I enjoy it more during the day and dusk than I do the nighttime hours.
I was a little nervous about how I was going to feel not going, because I was supposed to go for work. And then I was kind of like, I don't really have any extreme desire to go to Coachella. And so I ended up not going. And I was like, am I going to regret that? I feel like I'm going to have so much FOMO. I had zero FOMO. Like, I was at home playing cards and I couldn't have been happier. Like, I was just like, I won. I had like a new thing happen in this card game that I was playing that's never happened before, where I won. And it was just a thrill.
Yeah.
What card game are you playing?
There's this game. People play it differently. It's called golf. But like,
is that the one with the like you lie?
No, golf is like you have 9 cards set up and you're trying to get the lowest, like golf, like the actual sport. You're golf? Trying to get the lowest. Yeah.
Golf.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying golf.
No, golf.
Like Jared Goff.
Like, you know how you say both?
Yeah.
Golf.
It's golf. Golf.
There's an L.
There is an L.
Anyways, you're just trying to get the lowest, and each card like has it equals a certain amount or whatever. But
okay,
the whole thing is, the way we play is, if you get 3 in a row, you eliminate that row. And I eliminated all 3 of my rows.
Wow. Becca, good job.
Thank you.
What a weekend.
That rules.
And then yesterday on Easter, Haley and I went to the spa, and it was amazing. I did a spin class yesterday and then went to the spa. Yeah, I'm like fit chick right now. I've worked out 3 days in a row.
May 1st is coming. Ready.
I don't know if you know Mark, but we pushed it back.
Oh, Mark, you weren't here.
To what? What did
like
you push
a week.
It back to?
We pushed
no,
it back
like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
A little over 2 weeks.
That seems very, very nebulous.
So we already talked about it. Tanya was
sick.
Gotta
lock it down.
Tanya was sick,
and
we have to have it by May.
What's the
middle
date?
Of May.
We can't really say.
It's middle of May for a wedding, for JoJo's wedding. But I don't think she's announced the date, so that's why I don't feel at liberty.
I was telling Becca that we should do it for June 4th because it's Wango Tango, and we're gonna be together. We're gonna take photos together. That's like an actual date that we're gonna take real photos. So why don't we just piggyback off that?
You have till June 4th mentally. I have till
no, but we have to
May.
Take the photos at some point at one.
But can't
one
we
day.
Just say May 15th? Can't we just pick a day and say May 15th?
Yeah, but it'd have to be that Monday. So let's say the 17th. Or Becca, okay. Why don't we do the May 23rd? How's that?
Oh, that's great.
Okay. Great.
May 23rd it is. Let's lock it in. Yeah.
May 23rd. And so I joined a gym, and I've been
what
they
gym?
Have like
the one right
classes.
Here.
No, it's called True Fusion. They just opened in West Hollywood.
Why would you go all the way there to go
to the gym? Because It's so nice. And they have a ton of different classes. I did a hot Pilates class. Okay, listen, I haven't worked out in like a year, like done like a proper class workout. I've never done a hot class, and I'm horrible at Pilates because I have zero flexibility. So Allie invited me and she was like, come to this hot Pilates class. And I was like, okay, why not? You guys, I wish there was a camera on me the whole time. It was so
hard
and
but great.
Hot. It was great. The next day we did like hot boot camp, which that was more like, I know how to
why
do
that
stuff.
Why do you ever come to Barry's with me?
Barry's feels a little too intense for my liking. My
that's a boot camp.
Everyone says they like are on the verge of throwing up when they go to Barry's, and I don't have that in me. I almost threw up in Pilates, so. Anyways, I've worked out 3 days in a row. I'm going again today.
Oh my gosh. So fit chick.
Days. Yeah, I'm fit chick. Living.
Living. My Easter was the opposite. I was ingesting Whoppers and
any Reese's eggs? Those are great.
Can we talk about the ratio of peanut butter, chocolate, and the Reese's egg? It is perfection.
It is perfection. I actually managed to steer clear of those. I really only had Whoppers and peanut M&Ms.
So what about jelly beans? Those are my favorite. Jelly beans.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Jelly beans.
What is the best flavor of jelly beans, Easton?
Orange.
Orange.
Pink, whatever Tanya, the pink one
Becca?
Is.
See, I don't. There's no pink in my bag. I'm doing traditional Brock's jelly beans. I'm not talking jelly
red,
bellies.
Probably red.
I like Tutti Frutti.
Yeah, I like red. There's no Tutti Frutti in there.
There is.
No.
Yes, there is.
The correct answer is vanilla. The white jelly bean is the greatest of the jelly beans. Yes, that's right.
That's a very bold statement.
Yeah. Very bold, but I stand by it.
Yeah. Interesting.
But it is very funny how, like, when I'm on a mission for something, I went and I bought monk fruit sweetener for my coffee because I was like, screw this, whatever stuff I've been putting in there. Like, I'm going to do the natural monk fruit. Da, da, da. Like, I go all in.
Yeah,
and
I know.
Then Sunday, I'm like, oh, it's Easter. Pop some, you know, and back at square one again.
You know what it's called, Tanya?
What?
It's called living your life.
You know, we actually had this conversation last week after the podcast about being content versus complacent. And I'm like, it's a fine line because I don't want to be complacent, but I am content. Content meaning happy.
Mm-hmm.
So where does that distinction come in?
Well, when you can know that, okay, I don't want to put a ton of fake sugar in my body, but it's Easter Sunday. So if I have a few Whoppers and M&Ms, it's not setting me back. It's just saying like, cool, I enjoyed something that I liked. And tomorrow I'll go back on my no sugar.
Yeah, tomorrow I'll be back on it.
Well, that'd be today.
You're right, I am.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to do tomorrow, that'd be okay too.
Yeah. It's a fine line, content and complacent, you know?
That's good stuff.
Actually, that brings me to my next topic that I wanted to discuss. Oh, but before we move on, did you have a nice Easter?
I had a great Easter.
Great.
Just like went to the spa, ordered Chinese food last night. I have zero complaints.
That's nice.
Yeah. Easter is a very special holiday, obviously. And I woke up, I went, listened to worship music, went to my spin class, got out, went to the spa, looked at his beautiful...
Creations.
The Lord's beautiful creation.
Yeah. I know. I felt like I went from, obviously, Red Star is Jewish, so we did a Passover Seder, and then we did Easter Sunday, and they do this thing where they hide like this, it's called why do I always keep forgetting what it's called? Afrikomen.
Oh, well, I get why you forget. It's not on the tip of your tongue.
No, they basically like they hide it. And then whoever finds it, that's like, you know, that's kind of like to me, I was like, oh, that's kind of like the Easter egg hunt that we do. You know? So it's like, it's very interesting because there's a lot more that's similar than that makes us different, you know?
Yeah. And you know what? I feel like I was watching a show or something popped up into my, I was talking about. God, what was I doing? I was listening to a podcast or something, and there was a couple, and they were talking about how they've both introduced themselves. Oh, I was listening to Glennon Doyle's podcast, mm-hmm. We Can Do Hard Things, and she and her wife, Abby, were talking to Jen Hatmaker, and she was her new boyfriend was on the podcast, and Glennon comes from like a very Christian conservative background. She's like a Christian mom blogger. She fell in love with Abby. Abby came into the relationship atheist, and she's like, Glennon has really just shown me what it's like to believe in something.
Yeah.
And it's like changed my whole perspective. And I was like, how beautiful that people can have different religions and perspectives and ways to believe and be able to see the beauty in those things in each other and not just like immediately shut someone out because of those things, you know? And I feel like the way I was raised was so different, but I wanted to commend you because I think it's when you grow up hearing your whole life of like having the same beliefs is crucial or important or it won't work otherwise. I think it's really cool that y'all have the respect that you have for each other and that the kids are getting to see that too. It's really cool.
Yeah. And you know, the thing that's interesting is, because I'm never, you know, because he has kids and he's raising them Jewish. So I never want to like push my, you know, my faith is my choice. And,
yeah.
And so for, so I was kind of like, you know, I can just kind of do my own thing for Easter. I'll just kind of do my own thing and then I'll come back and be with them. And he was like, no, like it's important for me. Like you come and you're a part of my holidays and traditions. I want to come and I want to be a part of yours too and like learn about it. And he was asking me questions. And so, yeah, I don't know. It was really beautiful. And I do, you know, encourage people not to, because I was that way. Like I had that list of who I wanted to end up with. And it was like Christian, this, that. And it's like, where did that get me? Up Schitt's Creek and around the corner.
Got you. Know what I'm saying? Got you on a little app called Hinge.
Yeah, that's right. Where I found my little Jewish honey. But so I did want to, you know, I think it was really beautiful. And it also made me realize, remember the first year that I was dating him and it was like, it was pandemic. So everything was shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember it was Passover and I wanted to do something for him. And so I made him a cedar, like a
oh, yeah.
plate or whatever.
Yeah.
Now looking back at what I made him, is so embarrassing compared to like what they actually are supposed to be. I was
when you were looking for the bone or whatever.
Yes, yeah. Looking for the bone and like the.
It was a thought though, and I'm sure yeah. that alone meant plenty to him. Even totally. Though he was probably like, "Wow, this is and you his, got a long way to go."
Yeah, his first year, he did that Easter egg hunt for me. That was like a scavenger hunt, yeah. and he was like, "That's not totally how it works," but the thought that counts is cute.
Oh, so good. Speaking of kids and like that dynamic, I guess there's been a lot of talk about Courtney and Travis and their PDA on the new Kardashian.
Oh, we're gonna
show
get into like hot topics. Should we take a break and get back into those?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, because I want to talk about the fact that I'm a sheep.
Okay, I have no idea what that means, but we will be right back with more on that.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Okay, we're back. So first, I saw this. I've never even seen or heard Travis Barker talk. And I saw this.
Wow.
I know. I guess I've just, I see him like on the red carpet. I see them in photos.
That's actually
I
don't a great see like point. An interview. Me either.
And I saw this interview, like a clip of him on TikTok. And he had the most like calming, like kindest
energy.
Demeanor.
Yeah.
And someone commented and they were like, he's like a Rottweiler on the exterior, but he's like a golden retriever energy or personality.
Oh, that's cute.
I know. And I thought it was really cute. But there has been talk about their PDA in front of the kids. And I was curious because I don't have any kids. Like, I'm not dating anyone with kids. But I was curious if y'all are careful about that or what that looks like for you in your relationship.
It's interesting. I mean, I think it's something that develops over time. Obviously, in the very beginning, we weren't very PDA. You know what I mean? Like, I would hug him when I came over and things like that. Like, but we've, like, eased into it. So now we kiss. But I'm not, like, we don't make out with each other in front of them.
Yeah, you don't like grab him like you do when you're around me at dinner.
Right, so, right. I keep it pretty like PG, but we do kiss in front of them. Like, but like, you know.
Like a peck.
Like a peck or like a little bit longer than a peck.
And they never say anything? They're never like, ew? Or
Once they said ew. But we didn't know they like came into the room while we were kissing. You know what I mean? It wasn't like we did it in front of them.
What are y'all's thoughts on PDA in front of? Like, I guess this would be, their PDA is a little more
right, like
intense
down.
Than like they're like kissing with their tongues out all the time on the red carpet. So even that alone, if their kids are seeing that, that is PDA in front of the kids, right?
Yeah.
What are y'all's thoughts?
In terms of celebrities or in terms of our personal lives?
Personal lives.
Well, life in anyone. Like,
yeah. I like kissing my wife in front of the kids. I feel like it establishes a certain closeness. And even if they don't realize it at the time, I think it's giving them a sense of stability in their family. I think that they often react with, ew, and that's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't mind that. I still think they should see it from time to time just to make sure they know everything's fine.
Yeah. I do too. I think there's something sweet and endearing about kissing, no?
Yeah, I do too.
My wife and I have been together 25 years in a couple of months, and I think that's the fact that we're still doing that is a positive message to send.
Yeah.
I agree. Easton, do y'all kiss in front of the dog? Because we
yes, we do. Yes, we do. Nothing holds me back from that. I think PDA is fine. I mean, we're not like humping each other in public, but like, you know, as much as sometimes the feeling is there. But no, I think kissing is fun, and I'll do it in front of God Himself. I kiss in front of everybody.
I think he'd appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Damn
and
right.
Give you an applause.
Did you watch the first episode of The Kardashians?
No.
No, I hadn't either. I realized my weekend was a little too jam-packed, but I'm actually interested in this next season. And I wanted to talk about the show Severance because I had this realization the other day that I am like a sheep. I'm in the sheep mentality because we started watching the show Severance and I hated it. I was like, this show is not for me.
If people don't know, that's a show on Apple TV Plus where people who work for this company have their brains severed. So then their work, they can't think about their home life. When they're in home, they cannot think about their work life. It's completely cut off from the other.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that's a cool concept. Let's watch it, whatever. So we watched it, didn't like it. Bye. Then I asked people on Instagram, what should I watch, right? Mm-hmm. And the two shows, like by a long shot, were The Ultimatum and Severance. Uh-huh. So we were like, okay, we'll watch one episode of The Ultimatum and then we'll do one more episode of Severance. So then everybody were like looking and all this scuttle on Twitter is saying that like the finale is the best show on television. It's the best TV they've seen in years, da da da. So then we were like, let's just get through it so that we can see all this, what the scuttle was about. Uh-huh. And in the middle of it, I was like, this show's weird. I don't want to keep watching it, but I wanted to see the finale because that's what everybody was talking about, how good it was. It was just as good as everybody said that it was.
Okay.
So I really enjoyed the finale, but I had this moment where I was just like, I am one of those people. I'm just like following
a bandwagon fan.
Yeah. And I don't like that. I'm a leader.
We all are.
I am a leader.
How do you know what TV shows? There's a million TV shows out right now and they're all great. How do we know what to watch if not by judging from friends and other people saying they're great?
Because I want to watch things that tickle my pickle and like bring me joy.
I'm going
to
share something with you that could change your life.
Oh.
You don't have to live your life in blacks and whites. You can be a leader in a certain area and then also be influenced in other areas and not be the leader in that space.
But I don't want to be a sheep.
You're not a sheep.
I'm a sheep.
You're simply listening. I am a sheep. You're not a sheep.
I am. I am a pawn in that little game that they were playing
on Twitter.
No,
because if you didn't want to do it, you would not care. Think about all the things that you will say no to that would be like cool for you to go to, but you're like, I don't care.
Yeah. I don't have FOMO. That's the thing. I'm not a FOMO gal. Because when I make a decision, I'm doing it because I want to do it.
Right. So that's not a sheep.
Thank you, Tanya. So I'm not.
You know what's great? Winning Time, the rise of the Lakers dynasty. That's really good.
Definitely not watching that.
Oh, I guess you're not a sheep.
Because
everybody
that
says
influenced.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So I'm not a sheep.
Yeah.
This was good. I needed that.
Because I'm a sheep was part of the show. So you're just like in life, you feel like you're a sheep.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I had this moment where I was like, I'm not that girl. Why was I that girl? But I'm not anymore. Bah. I'm also sleep deprived. Can you tell?
Yes, a little bit.
Yeah. It's
a good energy. I like it.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm cuspy. Like I'm not tired, but I'm not rested.
Yeah. I gotcha.
I'm just like, meh.
Oh, so wait. I would like to say I have not watched Grey's Anatomy since it came back from the winter finale.
Oh, wow. Snap.
And I am having like an identity crisis in that because...
You're so much more than Grey's Anatomy.
I know. And I know
Wait
that.
Wait a minute. Am I the only one still watching this show?
Bye, Mark. Bye,
but here's
over
the
there.
Thing. The more I like... Because I'll get on Twitter and stuff on Thursdays and I used to be like so entranced in like what people were tweeting about it and be like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to watch it. I just haven't felt that to even like be excited.
And
I enjoyed the last one. The last one I thought was really strong.
Was that Thursday?
Okay. No, Thursday they did an old one. They did a best of episode last Thursday. They just season.
Yikes.
No, it was like season 4. They brought out like a classic.
What's in season like 4? That's a classic.
I think it was season 4 finale. It was a very Izzy episode. Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I read about it. I'm like, well, that's a good idea. They should do that. But the last regular episode where, I don't remember what happens, but Weber goes through he has an evaluation and there's other stuff. I thought it was a strong episode.
Okay, well, I am just like, it's a panicked feeling I have because we have built this... podcast off of our love for Grey's Anatomy.
No, we did not. That's like
did.
It's not, and it's
you
okay.
You didn't start it. I did. This was a foundation of Grey's Anatomy.
But guess what? When your foundation of Grey's Anatomy went belly up and I joined in, it became not a Grey's Anatomy podcast. It became a best friends podcast.
Boom.
So okay, there you go. Well, you don't have to feel the pressure. If you don't want to watch it, you don't have to. There's plenty of other television out in the sea.
But I always do this with shows. I always like get to like the second or third to last season, and then I'm like, it's getting kind of repetitive.
Becca, come back. I'm asking you to come back. It'll be a quick binge, and you'll be all caught up again.
You're right. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Wait, should we do it together today?
I unfortunately have a busy day, but I'm so sorry about that. Because that was genuine excitement, and I really apologize.
Just crushed.
We do need a friend date soon. We're both like very like.
Yeah, I thought today would be so cute. What do you have plans? Tell me the plans.
I have to do work stuff at home. I signed up for a workout class. That's really it. There's some.
Can
girls
you do work stuff tomorrow?
No, it's due today.
Bad influence, Tanya. Bad influence, Tanya.
Due to BIT.
That's true.
But we'll plan a date soon.
Okay. What? I just had this thought, but I don't know if this is the right moment to talk about it, but I just tried something for the first time this week and I'm like obsessed and I want to do it every
An
day.
An edible?
Now. No.
Oh, what?
Self tanner.
That is so wholesome. But that you just tried that for the first time. Ever.
I've gotten spray tans before, but I've had people spray me or I've gone in the booth. I've never actually like done it myself. So I texted JoJo actually, because I know she like and on Instagram she's like always doing it. Yeah. And I was like, give me the best one. So she like tells me the name of this place. I go to Sephora, I get the pad, you know, the mitt or whatever, and I'm like, okay, I'm all excited about it. And I like had Robbie ready to like do my back, and so I do the sunless tanner, and I'm like all nervous about it. I'm like reading the instructions, making sure I do it. It's the easiest thing I've ever done in my life, and I was tan in an hour. It was $29.99 for this bottle that will probably give me like, I don't know, a month's worth of tan.
Yeah.
And it was,
you do it every day.
I contoured my face. So I did like a little, like how I do my bronzer. Yeah. I just did that with the sunless tanner, and I took a shower, washed it off, and I was good to go.
Wow. Yeah. I saw your post and my reaction was like,
I was like, Tanya. Everybody's been holding out on me how easy
no
this
one's
is.
Held out.
It's so easy.
Influencers, we've been talking about it for years.
And no streaks. Like it looked good. And my legs are still kind of tan.
Kind of tan.
Yeah. I did a very light coat. Like I let it sit for the minimum amount of time.
Oh, yeah, of course. And next time you can really push the limit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm going to cut multiple hours. Yeah. I might do it today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wild on a Monday.
So my dad is a bodybuilder, and I grew up around a lot of sunless tanner, just constantly in the air at my house. And something I love about when people do it for the first time is, and I'm sure you didn't do this, Tanya, and I'm sure the products have changed over the years, but like, it pulls up around your feet and between your toes and then on your hands. It gets so like a lot of people, when they do it for the first time, their hands are like super brown and then the rest of their body is much lighter.
So you have mitt now. They have like a mitt that you use, and the mitt is kind of like a sponge because it goes on so smooth. And I didn't have anything. My feet, my hand, like look how good it looks.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you were meticulous if I know
you.
Oh
yeah, I had a brush. I had like, I took a makeup brush to do my hands. And then I just had Red Star. The back, I feel like, would be a little bit tough if I didn't have him, I must say. But aside from that, I did a fantastic 10 out of 10 job.
I'm so proud of you for discovering self-tanner.
Thank you.
Tell the world how good it is.
Yeah, I might do some reviews on my Instagram. Yeah. I'll see which one I like better, what tan, what color.
Yeah, all tan self-tanners out there, give Tanya a sponsor.
Yeah,
she's
slide into my DMs. I'm ready to try you out.
So Kim Kardashian went on a podcast, Not Skinny, Not Fat.
Did it make you want to up our game, our guest game?
Yeah, like that we need to shoot for the stars.
Yeah. So Chrissy Teigen, if you're listening.
Yeah. What is Chrissy Teigen looks amazing, by the way. She is sober now. She was saying how she was like alcohol was just like not doing anything good for her life. And so she's sober now and she is like glowing.
If yeah, but remember, she had like a moment where she was really down and she was like on her Instagram saying how like down she felt and like she didn't feel like she had community or whatever. And a lot of scrubbers were like scrubbing in her comment section saying like, you should go to these girls, you should go on their podcast, blah, blah, blah. So I jumped right in. I was like, yeah, girl, come on over. We'd love to have you. But it never really went anywhere. So I'm going to start that back up again. Let's get in her DMs. Let's get her on the pod.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's anyone else? Is that what you were going with that? Or did you want to talk about the interview?
I just thought it was cool that like that she, yeah, I agree. I think we can shoot for the stars. There's also, you know, the She's a TikToker, Remy
Bader.
Bader, yeah.
I had also asked to have her on the podcast as well.
She deny us?
I think Amy said no. I'm not sure where it went.
Oh, okay.
We should try that back up again, too.
I thought it was interesting because she posted it. Coachella, she posted a TikTok and she was like, I can't tell if I'm having a good time here. Like, I'm sitting by myself in this field. I have a drink in my hand. My feet hurt. Everyone's just like taking photo. You know, I don't even remember what she said, but she was like, I just don't know if I'm having a good time. And I was like, oh, I really like that honesty of like, I had high expectations and I don't know that they are living up to.
Because here's the thing with Coachella, and I don't think people realize, no matter how VIP access, no matter how good your wristband is, actually, I've never had an artist wristband, so I can't speak to that, but you're still walking so far, no matter how good your parking is, getting there is always a disaster. So like, you're kind of like, everyone has to kind of go through like a process to get there. So by the time you get there, all you want to do is just get a drink. Then you're waiting in another line to like get drinks. And then, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's such a process and your feet really do hurt that it's like, there is a lot. You have to really, I don't know.
You have to be ready. You have to be ready for the night. And I found these old photos of us from 2017.
Oh my God, how cute. I was doing the jeans and crop top thing back in the
full,
God, trendsetter.
Full tan, self-tanner there too.
No, that was a spray tan. I got sprayed by somebody.
You know what's crazy? I was looking at these photos and these like videos from this time, and I remember being in this outfit and being insecure about my body. My body was insane.
Yeah, I was like thinking about that when you posted the throwbacks. I was like, Becca looked good.
Oh my God. I remember being like, oh, I shouldn't wear this. Like, I don't feel like confident in it. So this is my message to you about that. Just know that 5 to 10 years from now, you're going to be looking back at the photos of the times where you were feeling insecure about your body or wanting to change things. And you're going to be like, why did I ever complain?
Yeah. And you know what's interesting? I had like a mom DM me and said like, thank you so much for your outfits at Coachella. I love, you know, my daughters follow you and I love that they can see that you can go to Coachella and not like have your ass hanging out. And when I was there, I was like looking at all the people with their asses hanging out being like, God, I wish I was wearing that.
You would be someone who would do that too. Totally. But that was nice that she complimented your conservative outfit.
I was like, just because my thongs didn't show up in time.
Yeah, just because my assless chaps didn't arrive. They didn't arrive. By the time
so,
I left.
Yeah.
Wait, what is this?
Oh, I know. Yeah, the tweet.
Yeah.
Okay. So this guy, he's the star of Shang-Chi. His name is Simu Liu. And he sent out this tweet that I found very interesting because he was thanking basically his boss at Deloitte because 10 years ago he got terminated from his job. He was an accountant. Mm-hmm. And there's this one line specifically, will you pull it up, that he says at the very end saying like, thank you so much for crushing my, what is it?
He said, you destroyed a life that I was building for someone else so that I could finally begin to build a life for me.
I found that to be so profoundly poetic because I think that a lot of people go through their lives and choose professions or choose significant others because that's what their parents have told them or geared them or steered them to or society has steered them to. And people aren't doing what they in their heart really want.
It's, I mean, that's a very powerful statement.
Yeah.
Because he starts that quote that I said, he starts it with, you did for me what I never had the courage to do myself, which that relates to anything like work, anything. A relationship. Like think of how many people stay in relationships because they're scared to move on to something new or start over.
Yeah.
And then when someone else does it for them, it's like, thank God. Like I even think of Allie, Allie, one of my best friends, and she was in a long-term relationship and she thought they were going to get married and he ended up doing something that kind of forced her to come to terms with the relationship being over. And she met a guy who literally changed everything for her. And it's like that may have never happened had it not been, you know, something that forced that to happen. So
totally.
It's really cool.
Yeah. If you're listening and you are interested in it, read the whole tweet because it's very, very good. And it really makes you think.
It's hard to see in the moment, but every time I've been fired, it's been the best possible thing for my life.
Same. I got fired. Mm-hmm. Not fired. I got let go from this very company when they were doing, it was like the great, it was like when it was that year that everything was just going.
Were you about to say the Great Depression?
Yeah. I was saying, but it wasn't the Great Depression. It was when we were going into a recession.
Yes.
And they were laying off all their part-time employees. And this is so crazy to think about this, but had I not been laid off in Tucson, Arizona, I would have stayed in Tucson, Arizona after I graduated because I had a job and all my friends couldn't mm-hmm. find jobs. So I was just going to mm-hmm. stay in Tucson. Had that not forced mm-hmm. me out of Tucson, I would have probably still been in Tucson right now.
Yeah.
How many times can I say Tucson? But
maybe very happy and successful. You never know.
Right. Right. But it's crazy. God had bigger plans. He had me in a bigger mm-hmm. city, do like on a bigger show. Like I just can't. It's very, very crazy. And it's like, I took it so personal at the time because obviously when you're that young, like, and you get let go, you obviously think it has to do with you.
Yeah.
But clearly it wasn't because the company hired me right back when they could.
Speaking of taking things personal, I sent like a really nice, encouraging message to, I'm not going to say who it is because they don't owe me anything, but I sent a really nice, encouraging message to someone who I like really respect on Instagram. And like, we've had messages, like exchanges, and they follow me. And I just sent like a really like, thank you for what you do. Like, it's really important. And then, you know, on Instagram, it'll say like, seen.
Red, yeah.
Something about that is like a dagger, and they didn't even like it or like respond. They didn't even heart it. And then I got to thinking, I was like, did I say something in the hopes that I would get a response? Like, was that my motive? Because why did it affect me so much that they didn't respond?
You wanted like, oh my God, that message is so nice.
I know. So selfish. It made me kind of question myself of like, why did I send that message? Or,
it's okay.
But then the Scorpio side of me is like, all right. Noted.
No, I guarantee you. I don't know.
I am like the worst responder ever. So
I was gonna say, I don't know who you're talking about, but I guarantee you. Have you not had like people in your DMs that you just like, you read it and then you like, you're in the middle of something, so then you just go about your day and then like you just forget?
Of course.
Yeah, that's what happened.
I'm saying. And I'm like,
who was it?
I'm not gonna say because they don't know. It's not even that. It's literally not even important. It's not even someone that's like, I'm like, it's Jennifer Aniston. She's never responded or seen my DMs.
I was gonna say, that's probably her social media person.
It could have been someone's social media person. Yeah. Anyways, it was a good, like, I reset my thought, but then the other part of me that's not as emotionally or aware is like, I'll remember that. She's revengeful. That other side.
Oh my God.
Scorpio. The tail was
things.
Okay, we're going to take a break and then we'll be back with an email. So stay tuned for that.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, May 12th. And if you're anything like me, finding the perfect gift for your mom can be a bit of a challenge. But fear not, Macy's Gift Finder is here to save the day. My mom is the most amazing mom and deserves the best gifts. So when it comes to finding a gift that matches her style, Macy's Gift Finder is my secret weapon. From chic handbags to fabulous fragrances, they've got it all. Mom, if you're listening, spoiler alert, I'm browsing the Macy's Gift Finder for your gift. My sister is also the best mom in the world, so I want to make sure that her Mother's Day is extra special. And thanks to Macy's Gift Finder, I can easily find something thoughtful to celebrate her too. With Macy's Gift Finder, you can search by price, category, or even gift lists, like gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, gifts for the mom who has everything, or even gifts for grandma. Seriously, Macy's has something for every amazing mom out there. They even have top gifts like Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, or the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame. Now, I'll admit, I'm usually a last-minute shopper, but with Macy's Gift Finder, I can breathe easy knowing that I'll find the perfect gift just in time for Mother's Day. No stress, no fuss, just pure gift-giving bliss. So whether you're shopping for your mom, your sister, or any special mom in your life, head over to Macy's.com/giftfinder for the perfect inspiration for Mother's Day.
Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices.
You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses. They've got deals on dresses for days. I mean, every style for spring.
Don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. That brand name handbag at this price? Of course.
Deals on handbags? Yeah, hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Ross has something for everyone. Plus, each new shopping trip means new finds.
If you really love savings, head to Ross today. Believe me, your wallet will thank you.
So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. Presented by 21 Seeds.
So, you know, because you have a ton of friends and throw lots of girls' nights, it's important to always have a signature cocktail ready to go.
Definitely. And people don't want to spend all their time at the drink bar. They'd rather be doing fun stuff like playing charades.
Or having a dance party on the patio.
Exactly. That's why 21 Seeds infused tequila is a must have.
21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with the juice of real fruit, which means the flavors are built in. So you only need two or three ingredients to make your perfect cocktail.
21 Seeds makes the most delicious and easy margaritas ever.
Yes. 21 Seeds is smooth, fresh, and tastes incredible.
And it's not overly sweet. It tastes like tequila.
Just infused with real juice.
Totally. And get this, 21 Seeds is female founded.
Love it. Modern women, baby.
Two sisters and one friend.
All my friends are like sisters, so I can relate.
Listen, if you love tequila like us, add 21 Seeds infused tequila to your drink bar at home.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York.
Tanya, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home?
Honestly, no, there's not.
I swear when my house is clean, I feel motivated to do more, like at-home workouts or organizing my closet. I just feel more productive, like I'm ready to take on the day.
I totally agree. When my kitchen is clean and spotless, it makes things like meal prepping fly by. Clorox Scentiva provides a trusted clean with refreshing scents.
Find your home's signature scent. Is it coconut, grapefruit, or lavender? There's a scent for every vibe.
Step up your cleaning game.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. All right, we're back and we have an email. Mark, take it away.
All right, Becca, thank you very much. It's anonymous and it says, I'm getting married in July and it's time to start sending out invites soon. My bridesmaid and good friend of 10 years just broke up with her boyfriend of 10-ish months. It was a very toxic relationship. When I say toxic, I mean emotional manipulation, putting her down daily, critiquing her every move, etc. I checked in on my friend a few days after the breakup and she told me she's giving it another try. I'm trying my best to support her, but at this point it's exhausting and I know I'm wasting my breath. My question is, am I obligated to invite this guy to my wedding? I do not support the relationship at all and she knows where I stand on this. What would you guys do?
I have a very strong opinion about this.
I do too, and I'm probably wrong, but
I say you are not obligated to invite anyone that you don't want at your wedding. It's your special day. If this is someone that you know is not good to your friend and is someone that you would not want in your life outside of your friend dating him, I don't think there's any obligation to invite him because your friend is choosing, because it sounds to me like she's stuck in a cycle she can't get out of.
But this is a best friend. Am I correct? Bridesmaid. Okay.
Yeah.
You have to invite him.
No.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
Yes,
she does. It's not his wedding. It's not her best friend's wedding.
This is her wedding and this is one of her bridesmaids. So this is one of her best friends. You have to let, this is not your battle to fight. You would give your
it's
best
her
friend.
Wedding.
I know, but you would give your best friend a plus one. I would give you a plus one if you were dating like Bob the Builder, you know?
Yeah, but if I was dating someone who was toxic and manipulative and someone that you didn't want to be a part of
your
special day.
That's on you. That's on you. You're my best friend. I'm going to be here to support you. Even though I know that that's toxic and it's bad, I'm just here to support you and love you. And I want you to be happy. So if you want to bring your significant other to my wedding, you are one of my best friends. I want you to have that door open for you to decide if you want to bring them or not.
I disagree. I don't. I think
I'm siding with Tanya on this one.
Oh my God, shook to my core.
I think you have to invite her plus one, yeah. And it's up to her.
You don't have to invite him specifically. Yeah. You don't have to put like Ted Lasso on the card, but you know, you can say your best friend, Becca Tilly, and guest. So you have the option to invite your person, however horrible they may be, if you want to or not, because you're one of my best friends. If it was a good friend, or
I just
like
think there's too much
friend.
Pressure on the bride and groom and bride, groom of who they have to invite based on other people's relationships. And I think if this is someone who is toxic, we're not talking like she just doesn't like him. Emotional manipulation, putting her down daily, critiquing her every move. I don't want that energy at my wedding.
But then talk to your best friend and maybe hopefully get her to the point to realize this guy is not for her before your wedding. Take your wedding out of the equation.
We'll agree to disagree. Easton?
I'm with you, Becca. I don't want this dude there. You know, we invited some people that we weren't crazy about to our wedding, and they're in all
me,
the pictures.
I was one of them.
Yeah, Mark. Now, got all these pictures of Mark in my wedding album, and I have to look at him every day, and it just fills me with rage. And
fills me with rage. No,
for real, there was some people that that we... You know, we didn't want there and they were there and it wasn't great and they caused problems. And I'm not saying this dude's going to like cause a scene at the wedding, but maybe he does. I don't know. Maybe you invoke this couple isn't married, right? They're just dating.
Yeah.
Maybe you invoke the no ring, no bring rule.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And only for her. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, yeah. I mean, we definitely had a selective no kids kind of policy for certain people. Yeah, I don't know. It's your wedding. Do you want to have your day be the best?
Because no,
this is the one chance
ring.
You get.
Could you imagine?
Yeah. Colton said he was doing that.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's... I do agree you're not able to control who she dates, but it is your wedding, and you do get to control who's there. And that's just the facts. And
But what Taylor Swift song should she listen to? That's the real question.
Probably Look What You Made Me Do.
Oh, my God.
I don't like your little games. The rules you let me play.
I would say Out of the Woods.
Please do not prescribe the best top three best Taylor Swift song to this situation.
It's definitely not top three Taylor Swift song.
Yes,
so let's
it
just
is.
Start
it
there.
Is definitely it's top
definitely
three.
Definitely not. It's not even top 10, in my opinion. It's not. Your nails look really pretty.
Thank you so much.
Thursday, we're going to try scrubbing in Jeopardy. We're going to see how it goes. Maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be terrible, but we're going to try
but
it on
what
Thursday.
Are the questions? Because I'm horrible with like history and things.
No. I would not do a scrubbing in Jeopardy and then make the categories 16th century literature. I mean, this is going to be scrubbing in categories.
I'm not good at history.
I'm like, maybe the geography questions I could get are probably better.
No, we're not doing geography. No, I promise.
No, this would not, that would not. Go well for me.
I know. That's what I was like. I would probably do better than you on that.
But even if I did do geography, it'd be like, Justin Bieber comes from this land in the north. You know, I'd make it pretty
Canada.
Obvious what we're doing and scrubby.
Toronto.
Okay, well, you're both wrong. The answer is, what is Canada?
Shoot. All right. So we're going to go for today. We're not going to hang out because Becca has work and a workout, which I respect.
Thank you so much.
Because you would respect my work and workout as well.
I certainly would respect your schedule.
And that's not my fault that I don't have those things today.
It's not. And it's not my fault that
you do.
I do.
Yeah.
What a therapeutic conversation. Okay, we'll be back Thursday with Jeopardy and hope you all have a wonderful week. And
we love you.
One thing I would like to say is be nice to each other, because before I came here, I was getting gas. And this guy, these people were like fighting over a spot, and the girl got out because they were all like disgruntled with each other. And she was like, I'm really sorry. I know we're all going through hard times, and I'm sorry that I acted like that. And he just kind of like brushed her off and was still mad. And I was like, what a beautiful, like humble moment this woman had, where she got mad, like a normal reaction, and then was able to be like, I know we're all going through things right now, so I apologize.
That is
nice. So be nice to each other.
What an observer. That was a lot to observe.
I'm always on the lookout. Mm-hmm. All right, bye.
Love you, bye.
presented by 21 Seeds.
Hey, you know how we're always trying to keep our girls' nights exciting with new cocktails?
Yeah.
Well, here's something that's going to flip the
21
script.
Seeds infused tequila.
Wait, you already know?
Of course. 21 Seeds is an award-winning tequila infused with juice from real fruit.
Yeah, so you only need 2 or 3 ingredients to make the perfect cocktail.
But did you know that 21 Seeds is founded by 2 sisters and their friend?
Sounds like there's a good story behind that for sure. So listen, if you love tequila, you have to try 21 Seeds infused tequila.
Enjoy responsibly. 21 Seeds, Diageo, New York, New York. Want to know where all the spring savings are this year? Ross. You'll find huge deals on all of the latest spring trends.
Yes. At Ross, you'll find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices. You're definitely finding your next favorite outfit.
We're talking about savings on your favorite shirts and tops.
And it's spring, so you know Ross has savings on sundresses.
And don't forget the sandals. From slides to wedges, find brand name sandals for less. Ross always has those for the low.
And there's always a reason for a new purse at this price. Deals on handbags? Yeah. Hold my purse.
Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself.
Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference.
That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps get them through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.